Anchorage is sometimes called Alaska's largest native village because it's home to so many Alaska natives. Drew Michael is one of them, and he's exploring his urban native identity through his art. The mask carver is part of a generation of Alaska native artists who are blurring the lines between traditional and contemporary art. KSKA's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Combing hardware stores and junkyards for materials to decorate his masks like wire, plastic, glass, and fiber is something mask carver Drew Michael calls urban subsistence. One of the places he searches for materials is Fred Meyer, near his home in East Anchorage. Today he's searching for something unusual to decorate a mask he's working on.
So here we are. We're in the aisle that I'm looking for, and it's called a wash mitt. Microfiber wash mitt. And it has all these little protrusions that look like little larvas.
Michael brings the glove meant for washing cars back to a spare room in his home, a small ranch-style house in East Anchorage, which doubles as his studio. In the middle of the wood chip-strewn floor is a workbench where he chisels blocks of wood into faces.
So here we go.
The 28-year-old has been carving masks since he was in his early teens. Michael, who is Yupik and Inupiaq, was adopted by a couple teaching school in Bethel, along with his twin brother, when he was around a year old. At 13, he took a carving class at the University of Alaska Anchorage to connect with his roots, and he's been carving ever since. In 2008, the Alaska Native Heritage Center purchased one of his masks, and he recently won a Rasmussen Foundation grant to pursue his work. His masks allude to his training with more traditional carvers like Joe Sinungatuk and Kathleen Carlo, but they also reflect his urban environment.
I like to connect to traditional style, but not necessarily copy it. My work, I use different material. I use power tools. I mean, some people even think that's not okay to be doing. I think it's fine. I know how to do things a more traditional way, using just hand tools. But if I can cut out a lot of time and also the wear on my own body, why not?
The masks are sometimes stark and understated, other times startling caricatures. Traditional masks are decorated with feathers or stained with berries. Michael uses his junkyard finds and sometimes spray paint. He says the main stories his masks tell are his own. He points to a piece named Escape that hangs on the wall of his home.
A lot of my early pieces tell a story about feeling trapped, isolated, maybe feeling like I wanted to get out of a situation in my life. Like this piece down here, if you're looking at it, it has hands, these metal hands coming out of the eyes, kind of representing me feeling like I'm trapped within a cage or a prison, trying to get out, like looking out the window.
Michael says he made the mask in 2010 while he was working in the oil fields on the North Slope. He says it was a difficult time. He really wanted to be making art, but he had to earn money to pay off student loans. He quit the oil fields job about a year ago and started carving full time. In the Alaska Native tradition, masks are destroyed by fire after they're used in a ceremony. Instead of burning his masks up, Michael leaves his carving marks, gently scorching the surface of the wood with a propane torch to add texture and definition.
Got the flame. It's changing the wood color pretty quickly.
Michael says growing up, he didn't want to be Native.
The Native people that I saw when I was growing up were the Natives on the streets. I didn't want to be Native because I didn't want to be associated with that.
But through his art, he realized that he could begin to define what it meant to be an urban Alaska Native.
Soon after that, I got into the carving. And through the carving, I've learned more and more about my identity as an Alaska Native. And I've become more and more proud of it. And now I've even become kind of a leader.
That car cleaning mitt he bought at Fred Meyer, he spray painted it in gold, silver, and bronze. And now he's cutting it apart and attaching it to a cedar mask he's been working on with a staple gun.
So what do we have here?
A mask that has a larger face on the bottom, and then on the left brow, it gets stretched up into another face that's attached to the top of the head on the left side. And on the top is that material that was the glove that we had spray painted.
The name of his new mask, Without Seeing.
I think what's really exciting about what's happening now is Native people are getting a stronger voice. Like they're proud of who they are. The past has a lot of sadness and pain in it, but I think now the culture and the language and the the community is actually being celebrated.
He plans to use the $5,000 Rasmussen grant he just received to break ground on a new studio beside his house. That's where he'll soon begin teaching mask carving, and where he hopes to keep the Alaska Native traditions alive with an urban twist. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.